Okay, today's daf is Yuma Daf Hey. We are on Dalet Amud Beis by the two dots. Just one hour from before the two dots, we had the discussion of the voice, the call of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Was it a low? Was it a love? We ended with the ha'ara at the end of the Drasha Saran. A love, you hear the vav, while in low, you don't hear the vav. And that's how you know there's an independence. One other ha'ara, though, Rashi quotes on the pasuk that we are discussing, Vayishbaz HaKol Midei Be'er Elav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's voice was strong, but it stopped at the door of the Ohel Moed, and that's how you put together the Kol Hashem Bakoach versus only Moshe Rabbeinu hearing it. But related to this is a thought that Rabbi Levine says in his commentary on Pirkei Avos on the first Mishnah, where the Mishnah, as we know, lists off the Shalshalas HaMesorah, and as others point out as well, he notes and he asks, why is it that in the first phrase we have the Lashon of Kibel, Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai, and the rest of the phrase is all Masar. Masar Misara li Yeshua. Moshe was Moser to Yeshua. Yeshua was Moser to Zakenim. Zakenim to Nevi'im. Nevi'im Masruha. Right? Lashon Masar is going on all of them. Look around. Only the first one says Kibel. Why doesn't it say Hashem Masar Torah li Moshe? And just be parallel in all of the verbs that are used. So explains Rav Aryeh Levine based on the connected to our Gemara. Vo'inyan. Shediburo Yisbarach. Ein b'metzias basar v'adam lahasig. Kifi shi'atza mipiv Yisbarach. As we know, it's impossible for a person to totally absorb something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him. Shekutcha b'richo v'dibro chadu. K'shem she'yef shalah ha'sig mahuso yizbarach. Afilu Moshe lo hisig mahuso yizbarach. It's impossible, even Moshe Rabbeinu, to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu completely. Hareini nos kvodecha, Moshe asked Hashem, and Hashem said, ki lo yirani ha'adam v'chai. So it's impossible. So, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to do? He can't be Masar. Masar would give over the impression that he gave over everything that he has to the recipient. So that's impossible. Right? You say, Moshe Kibo Torah Misinai. Hashem was Moser a certain amount, that Moshe was Mekabel whenever he was Mekabel. But it wasn't exactly what was given. Misara Yoshua, it's possible for Moshe Rabbeinu to give everything regarding Torah Shmal Peh to Yoshua, and Yoshua gets it. And v'chulu, but that first generation, the first step of Moshe Kibel, it can't be Hashem Masar Torah. It's Moshe Kibel Torah B'Sinai. It says, and that's the pshat, that it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's voice went out, and Vayishma es HaKol Midaber Elav. The call was there, and Moshe got out of it, whatever he got out of it. But it wasn't to him directly, because you can't say that about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shakol Diber La'atzmo, V'nishtal Shel Me'ito Yisbarach V'yamar B'fnei Atzmo. That's a love. Then he continues. He says that's the difference between Masar and Kibel. Lashon Kabbalah Mora B'Koach HaMushpa, V'Lashon Misira Mora B'Koach HaMashpia. And that's why it doesn't say Hashem gave it over in Lashon Masar, because the difference between stage one of the Masorah and the rest of the stages of the Masorah. Okay, that related to the previous discussion of Elav and Lo, and now we continue. Once we were talking about these psukim, so the Gemara discusses it a little bit more. Vayigra, two dots. Da'at amabes. Vayigra, Moshe, vayidaber. Lama hikdim kriya ledibur. Why does kriya come first? First pasuk in Sefer Vayigra. Why does kriya come before dibur? Lim datar derech eretz, shelo yomar adam davar lachaveiro, elim kin koreyu. A person shouldn't say something to their friend, ela imkein koreyu, unless it is koreyu. First, unless he calls him first. He also starts talking in the middle. Before you call him and get his attention. Sometimes somebody comes over and starts a conversation. We're like, whoa, wait, slow. Right? First you have to be koreh, and then you could have, the amira. Messiah, the Rabbi Chanina, Dom Rabbi Chanina, lo yomar adam davar lachaveiro, ela imkein koreyu. Good, you have to call first. That's Hashem. Hashem gets Moshe's attention, so to speak, vayikra el Moshe, and then vayidaber, right? All the drushes that we have of vayikra, the small aleph, and vayiker versus Bilam. That's related to that first pasuk. Lamar, what we darsh in the word Lamar, Amar, Rebbe, Musya, Barbre, there are all different gersos here, Rebbe Masya, Mishre, the Rebbe Musya, Rabba, Minayin, La Omer, Davar, La Chaveiro, Shehu, Babal, Yomar, Arche, Yomer, Lo, Lechemar. If somebody tells you something, you're not allowed to repeat it, unless they tell you that you can repeat it. It's a secret, unless you are told specifically. Shane'amar, Vaidabar, Hashem, Me'la, Me'ol, Moed, Lamar. So Lamar specifically is said Lamar. Rashi says, Talmud Lamar Lamar Lo Amor Hadvarim Ela Imkain Nosein Lo Rishus. That's the drasha that we have. Lo Amor, don't say it. Don't say it. If I tell you something, don't say it unless Rishus is given. Period. That's the little foray into Kriya and Dibur. The Chafetz Chaim, obviously, if you quote anyone on this line, you can quote the Chafetz Chaim in Sefer Chafetz Chaim, where he talks about the halachos of Lashon Hara. As we know, Chafetz Chaim is all about the halachos, and Shmiras HaLashon is all about the Musar. About Chafetz Chaim, says the Chafetz Chaim, in Klal Beis, Im Echad Gilala Chaveiro, Ba'ape Tzlasa, Inyin Isko Umischaro. If Reuven tells Shimon something in front of three people, some type of business idea, V'chayotze Bazeh Dvarim Asher Bistama Asur Acharka Bistama Asur Acharka Lagalos La'acher Penyucha La'agiyalo Al Yidei Hezek Otsar. Right? If unless you know otherwise, you're not allowed to repeat it. Ach Ata. Normally that applies, but Ata Shagilolo Davarzeh Ba'ape Tzlasa. But if you say something in front of three people, based on another Gemara, if you said it in front of three, imkein ra'inu she'eno choshesh lazeh, afim yizgalelo basof. Right, because you already told three people is a rabbim. And therefore, lochein mutter lazeh shomea mimenu lechatchila, legalos la'achirim, kol kamash lokila daito shu makpid alzeh. Unless he told him specifically that he's makpid. But if he didn't, that he said it in rabbim, then, says the Chafetz Chaim me'ikra din, it would be okay. But, says the Chafetz Chaim in the footnotes, but if you have no purpose in telling it over, if there's no positive reason, so then even if Megrad did, you might have the option, you know, it might not be a good idea. And then he quotes in the footnote, Al-Va'in la-Hakshol Zalzeh, don't ask on me from what it says in Yuma Dav Dalid that everything is in Baal Tomar, right? Baal Tomar, and therefore you can't repeat anything. Yesh Lomar, he says, Desham hu mida tova ba'alma, our Gemara. Even if it's in a public area, in a public setting, still you shouldn't as a midah tova. Shetzarech adam lahargil atzmo bazeh b'chol gavni. Kedei shelo yavo la'olam l'kilkol ayde zeh. Avol kanai rina lenin iser lav shel lashon hara. And therefore, me'ikra din, if it's in front of three, there's no iser. The odef shalomar, and then he says, another suggestion, that which Argamar says, bal tomar, dafka imechniso bebeso b'yechidi. The context is where it's pretty clear that person doesn't want you to say it over. But in a case where it's public, if it could damage the person in any way, if it could have negative effects, then it would be usher, but otherwise it wouldn't be. In general, we've mentioned in the past, the body must have discussed, we shouldn't be talking about other people in general. Right, unless it's something that can have positive ramifications, it's not something that we should be focused on. Today's first Chashuke Chemed. There is a Chashuke Chemed. I just got my hands on it yesterday, but he has a number of discussions relating to this issue of Ad Sheyomer Lo Lecha Mar. Just mention one for today, and that in this case, Sheila Ma'aser BeIsha Shahayula Sechar Chores VeKevi Rosh Chazakim. Difficult, a woman has very bad headaches. Ulafi dasa rofim. Based on the doctors, they say it's based on her depression. Mimatzava nafshia kashesh, she's going through a difficult time. Uledivrei ha'isha nigru mulayde anashim shagarmu la'avel. Certain people wronged her, and she's going through a difficult time. And the rofim say, the best way to do it is, you have to vent to somebody. You have to vent to somebody, you have to say over all of your problems to somebody. So is she allowed to tell somebody else all of her problems with all of these other people who wronged her? Lashon hara, rechilus. Is that allowed? She wants to tell her daughter. Are you allowed to, in order to make yourself stop being sick, stop having headaches? So can one? So there is a discussion in the poskim, a number of poskim discuss this. Is there any more flexibility between husband and wife in terms of lashon hara and rechilus? Are they guf echad? So I saw one lashon in one place, ishto kagufo kind of, and they're one unit, and therefore, as long as it's for a positive purpose, not just stop to say lashon hara, you would have more flexibility. But here, if Zilberstein discusses, he says if it's in a private setting and the purpose is for refua, it would be mutter. Shemutter lish lasaper labita bayotea af sheish bezitzer rechilus. Kivasha kavanata lahafigas dagasa uve pralafidas arofim he tisrapemi machoveha, and he quotes from the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, as long as there is a toelis. That's mitzad the mother. But then mitzad the daughter's not allowed to believe any of it. Right, the, she doesn't have to say anything, but the mother could say it. Achzarach lomar labatsha, I'm not mitzvah le'el lahakshiv, le'tzaratea shel ima, ula hishtadel lo'odedota ulagiota, if they try to calm her down, it's okay, mom. Ach, asur lo'la ha'amin lo'aim. Right? You can't. Lo sisham al picha, ba kavana shelo tira la lima, she mefakpekes ba amitus emet advarim. Aval tachapes beliba studies chuzal osei ha'avla. Velo tachlish heim rishayim. And then he has a whole list of six different ways that you could try to think of how these people weren't so bad. Da'alakav's chuz. Either way, that's the balance of being able to say it over versus the believing it. Because believing lashon hara is part of the problem as well. Okay. There's more there in the Chashuk Echemed, but we continue. Says the Gemara, six lines up. Michlal, now getting back to the major sugya. Right, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Michlal, the Travayo Svira Lahu. Right, if you remember the conversation that took place on the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis, what was the question? We had Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish asked on Rabbi Yochanan the following problem. You say it's learned out from the Miluim, but in the Miluim everything is Ma'akev. So you should say everything's Ma'akev here too. Rabbi Yochanan did not answer him that I argue with that principle. Meaning, it sounds like Rabbi Yochanan agrees with that, but he still has the comparison. So that's the Gemara here. Michla de Travayo Sphere, Lu Miluim, Galakasa ben Ma'aki Bahen. So it sounds like everybody agrees to that. De Itmar, Miluim. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina, Chad Amar, Galakasa ben Ma'aki Bahen, Vachad Amar, Dover Amar. So the first opinion says, yes, everything that's written there is Ma'akev. The Chad Amar, no. Davar ha-ma'akev l'doros ma'akev bohem. Something that is ma'akev for all generations. Any avoda in the miluim that is ma'akev forever is ma'akev also in the miluim. She'ein ma'akev l'doros, ein ma'akev lohen. And any avoda that is not ma'akev l'doros is not ma'akev. So, that's the machlokas of Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. Who says what? Tistayim de Rabbi Yochanan hu da'amar. Rabbi Yochanan must be the one that says, kol ha'kasav en ma'akev bohen. The first opinion, why? Mita ka'amar le Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish or Rabbi Yochanan. Since at the end of Gimel Amud Beis, Reish Lakish asks Rabbi Yochanan this question, imam miluim kol ha'kasav en ma'akev bohen, v'loka ma'ad le v'lo miti. I didn't answer him. I don't hold like that. So it must be that Rabbi Yochanan agrees that is true by Miluim. He just says that, you know, the application to Yom Kippur is not full. Tistayim. So we know Rabbi Yochanan is the one that agrees with that. Period. So the question is, what's the difference between these two opinions? Everything that's written there or only what's Ma'akev Ladoros? My Beinayu. What is the Nafkamina? So the Gemara is going to have four suggestions. What is an Avoda that is written in the Miluim, but is not Ma'akev Ladoros? Right, that's the Nafkamina. Because it's written there, so the first opinion would say it is Ma'akev, and the second opinion would say it's not. So, four possibilities. Number one, Amar of Yosef, Smicha Ika Benayu. Smicha, leaning on the carbon. B'chol Kocho. Lamanda Amar, Kalakasa Ben Ma'akev Bahen, Smicha Ma'akva. Smicha is written in the Miluim, so, according to the first opinion, it would be Ma'akev. Lamanda Amar Davarsh, Ein Ma'akev Ladoras, Ein Ma'akev and Smicha Lo Ma'akva. As we know, by all carbonas, Smicha is not Ma'akev. Shchita kavala holacha zrika. Those dalat avodas are ma'akev. And even the zrikos, this flexibility in terms of which zrikos are ma'akev and which are not ma'akev. But in terms of smicha, smicha is not. So we discussed in the past, smicha, the lundas of smicha, that there's a gemara in Mesechas Brachas, takeif l'smicha shchita. You have to shchita right after smicha. So is that a din in smicha? Is that a din in shchita? Is smicha haschala shchita in a certain sense? But it's definitely not ma'akev. And therefore, that's the nafkamina between these two days. Period. Uladoros, we know on the ma'akva. How do I know that smicha is not ma'akev ladoros? Titania, the Brisa says, v'samach v'nirtza, v'chi, that we put next to each other is smicha, and nirtza, meaning a kapara will be achieved. V'chi smicha mechaperes. What does that mean? Smicha is going to achieve the kapara? Falo en kapara el badam. And kapara is through the zrika. That's the ikker part of the kapara avoda. Shene'emar ki adam hu banefesh yichaper. Right, that's the pasuk later on, here in Ninach Remos. Umata malomar vissamach v'nirza. So why does it put smicha next to kapara? To say that there is an element of kapara. At least on a l'charchilo level. Shem asa l'smicha shiyare mitzvah. If you treat smicha as shiyare mitzvah, meaning like leftovers, like that's not so important. Like I don't really need to do this. It's the shirayim. It's like little over here, but it's not really so needed. Ma'ale alav akasav ki'ilu lo kiper v'kiper. Meaning the pasuk puts it next to v'nirtza to emphasize to me that it's really should be done. Maybe there's a different quality of avoda done when smicha occurs, right? Ki'ilu lo kiper, but lamaisa lamaisa v'kiper. It does work, but that's why it says that. But that's the makar for smicha not being ma'akev.
The assumption is that it's not ma'akev to begin with.
How did we know? The question is, how do we know that it's not ma'akev? right? We know, and so then we ask, from this conversation in the Brisa, we see that it's not Ma'akev. Because they're understanding the Pasuk as, for sure, not telling you that it is Likuva. The Raya is from the assumption of the author of this Brisa. Because the author of the Brisa says, it can't be that you take this Pasuk literally. So
this Pasuk is not by Melun, right?
So this Pasuk is not by Melun, but we want to know, is how do you know that Smich is not Ma'akev Ladoros? That's the Mucker. Right, so
we're
this
assuming that it's not Ma'akev.
We're assuming that's a Ma'akev. That's what we assume from this conversation. That's the Raya. The Raya is not from how they darshan the Pasuk. The Raya is from their mentality that makes them darshan the Pasuk in this way. That's the Raya.
So really has nothing to do with Miluim then.
Right. I mean, no, all we need to do here is not Miluim. All we need to do here is to prove that Smich is not Ma'akev Ladoros. It's written in the Miluim. Once we prove that it's not Ma'akev Ladoros, and we know it's not Ma'akev in the Miluim either, according to this second day. There is a discussion about Smicha, which we've had before, just to mention it again, and that is, what is done by Smicha? Right, we know the Bailim put their hands on the Karban B'chol Kocho, and they say something. So by Karbanos, that have to do with Averos, they're Mizvada. Aye, what about others? Says the Rambam, at the end of Paragimel of Hilchos Maisa Karbanos, how do you do Smicha, V'keitzet Somech, Imhaya Karban Kachi Kachim, you put it in the Safon, V'chulu, and Mizvada Al Chatas Avon Chatas, Al Asham Avon Asham, V'al Ola, Mizvada Avon Asei, V'al Avon Losa Asei, Shinitik Lasei. As we know, a carbon ol is mechaper for bitul aseis and lavanita glaseis, which you don't bring a chatas for. Those are those. And then what do you say? Ketsa mezvada, chatas yavisi pashati, I did this. Hoya carbon shlamim. Shlamim also requires smicha. What do you say? V'yir eli she'eno mezvada al shlamim, aval omra divrei shevach. That's the Rambam. There's no vidur, because shlamim is not brought for any avera. But you say divrei shevach. Says the Radvaz right here. What do you mean? The Rambam tells me a chiddush. There's no vidui on the shlamim. The only thing is ever shevach. Well, what else would you say? What vidui would you say? What does the Rambam have to tell me that for? That you don't do vidui on the shlamim. What potential vidui is there? Says the Radvaz. He says, no. You might say that we have to do vidui 24/7 of our lives. There's always something that we have to do tshuva for. Yisvada al derech masha amar Iov. Ulai chatu banai. What Iyov says in Perek Aleph, maybe. Kamash malan de'ein derech lezvados ela omer divrei shevach. V'yalte debe divrei rabbeinu shalomar sha'asur lezvados ala shlamim. Don't think it's usur, just as no need to. Da'halavai she'yizvada adam ala safek. V'yalhiru alei v'ri'yas ha'ayin kolayom kulo. Ela kavanoso lomar she'enot tsarech lehizvados. Kamal shar karbanos. Afil ala shem talui mizvada. But that is the important Radvaz on that Rambam in Paragimel of Hilchos Maisa Karbanos. Okay. So the Mikdash David also asks, you could also prove that the Smicha Zama Akev from the fact that you're Chayev Shchute Chutz even without doing Smicha. And Shchute Chutz has to be Ke'ein Pnim. Right? It has to be Royally Higar B'Pnim. And you don't do Smicha, you still Chayev Shchute Chutz, which also shows that it is not a Ma'akev Avoda. Okay, that is all number one. Smicha is the Nafgamina. It's written in the Miluim, but it's not Ma'akev Ladoros. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, Tnufa Yigabinayu. Tnufa, the waving. Certain Karbanos require waving. Lamad Amar Kalakasa ben Ma'akev ahen Ma'akva. According to the one who says that everything written in the Miluim is Ma'akev, so it's Ma'akev. Lamad Amar, Dover She'ein Ma'akev Ladoros, Ein Ma'akev ahen. Lo Ma'akva, it's not Ma'akev, because as we know, Tnufa is not Ma'akev Ladoros. How do we know that? Same thing. Ladoros binolan zelo Ma'akva, Titania. Litznufa lechaper, vechi tznufa mechaperes, valo en kapara ela badam. Only through the dam. Shenemar ki adam ubenevesh yechaper. Elamah lamata malomar litznufa lechaper. Again, those two next to each other. Shemasa litznufa shiari mitzvah ma'ale alav akasav ki lo kiper v'kiper. Again, if you don't treat it properly, so then you are going to lose a certain quality of the tznufa. Of the avoda, leaving out the tznufa. We mentioned in the past also the beautiful poem of Rav Soloveitchik on the Gemara in Sukkah, which says that both by tznufa of the karbon and by tznufa of the dalad minim, we go in all the directions. All the different directions, we wave it, we do the mitzvah of dalad minim, and that the tznufa is the mitzvah. The Gemara says, then the Masechah Sukkah. The Gemara says, what's the age of chinuch for different mitzvos? So the Gemara says, tzitzis is this, and tefillin is this, and lulav is when you know how to shake it. When you know how to shake it, so ask the Achronim, you know how to shake it? Any 2-year-old can shake a lulav. The answer is no, that's not shaking it. Shaking it means you know how to shake it, and you understand the symbolism of the shaking it. So what's the symbolism of the shaking it? What does a Kohen have to understand? So the Gemara says, in Maseches Sukkah, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, Molech Umevi, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Molech Umevi Lamisha Arba Rucho Shalo. Right, I shake it to recognize the one whose directions, right, Abaruch HaShalom, who owns the directions. Amar Yosef Rebbe Chanina, Molech Umevi, Kedei Defrendeya, Kedei La'atzar Ruchos Ros, to protect myself from evil winds, Ma'aleu Morid, Kedei La'atzar Tzlalim Ra'im, to protect myself from evil dews. L'may Nafgamina, what's the machlok is about? It's an agadata. Resilvechik says no. There's something deeper here. And that is Gablus Habore Shiflus Ha'adam. That's the focus. Do you say, do I do tznufa? Do I shake the Luv and Esrog and the Karbanos, the Shlomim, whatever else is needed, to acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dalad Rucho Shelo? That's a reflection of Gablus Habore. Or do I focus on Shiflus Ha'adam? Right, I am subject to the whims of nature, to the winds and to the dews. Right, the two drachim in Avodas Hashem. We'll talk about it in the Parshas here again tonight, Bez Hashem. But Galus HaBore and Shiflus HaAdam, that's the message of Tnufa, and that's why a Katan has to be old enough to shake it. You can't have a, he's not there, they have to realize what this is all about. That's when a father is Mechuyiv to get the child, Lulav and Esrog. Good. Rav Papa Amar, third day. Prishas Shiva Yigaminayu. The Nafkamina is Prishas Shiva. Right, separating for 7 days. And that's Rabbi Yochanan, we said. Right, the one who says that whatever's written in there is ma'akev, so it's written in there. Lamanda Amar, Dabar She'eno Ma'akev Ladoros, Eno Ma'akev Vahen, Lo Ma'akva. And according to the one who says, if it's not Ma'akev Ladoros, it's not Ma'akev in the Miluim, either Lo Ma'akva, Ladoros Milanda Lo Ma'akva. How do I know it's not Ma'akev Ladoros? Mida Katani Maskinin. As we said earlier, because the backup Kohen Gadol, if he has to come in on day 4 before Yom Kippur, he doesn't have to separate for 7 days. We're only getting him ready. We don't make him be in a state of seclusion for a week, the backup one. So it must be that's not Ma'akev. It's L'chad Chilo. We do it to the main Kohen Gadol. But to the one behind, the one waiting in the wings, that is not Ma'akev. That's number 3. So we have Smicha and Tnufa, Prisa Shiva, last one, Ravina Amar, Ribuy Shiva, Umeshicha Shiva, Ika Binayu. The halacha of the Kohen Gadol, becoming a Kohen Gadol, through wearing the 7 begadim and being sprinkled with the oil for the 7 days. That halacha. Lamanda Amar Kalakas Ben Ma'akev, Bahen Ma'akva, according to the one who says, if it's written there, it's Ma'akev, so this is Ma'akev, it's written there. Lamanda Amar, Davar She'ein Ma'akev Ladoros, Ein Ma'akev, Bahen Lo Ma'akva. But if it's not Ma'akev Ladoros, it's not Ma'akev, then this is not Ma'akev Ladoros. The 7 days. Uladoros Minolan Dolo Ma'akva. How do I know that when a Kohen Gadol becomes a Kohen Gadol, besides having to bring a special Minchas Chinuch, as every Kohen brings when he starts the Avodah. When he can become the Kohen Gadol, you bring another Minchas Chinuch. How do I know that the becoming the Kohen Gadol, wearing these begadim, or the oil is not Ma'akev? Titanya, v'chiper ha-Kohen asher yimshach oso, v'asher yimalei es yado. The Kohen will achieve kapara, that he is anointed, and his hands are filled. That means to fulfill a purpose. L'chehen tachas aviv. That's the pasuk. Mata malomar. What is that pasuk teaching me? If it's to teach me, Rashi says that the avod is with the Kohen Gadol. This is in Achremos. We already know that. The pasuk starts off with Aaron HaKohen, Vinasana Aaron, the Hikrav Aaron. Everything's Aaron Aaron. So obviously, you need to tell me that the Kohen Gadol is the one that does this avodah. So what is this teaching me? Lafishanemar Shivas Yamim Yul Basham HaKohen Tachtav Mibanav, because it says back in Shmos that for 7 days he will wear the begadim, ainli ela nisraba shiva, v'nimshach shiva. I only know if he did it, if he wore it, and he got the oil, all 7. Nisraba shiva v'nimshach yomecha, nisraba yomecha v'nimshach shiva, or even 1 and 1. The Rishonim add in. How do I know that it's not ma'akev tamalomar asher yimshach osav asher yimaleh yadom mikol makom? Any oil, any begadim, any amount, that is okay. Bidi evet. Period. A little bit more, and then we will mention the Rambam we mentioned yesterday again. Ashkechan ribui shiva lachadchila. Meshicha shiva lachadchila minalon. Fine. So I learned this pasuk of bidi eved. You know, it's okay with only one. And I also learned that Riboy Shiva Lechatchila, because that's what it says in the Pasuk. Shivas Yamim Yilbasham HaKohen. Where do I say that there's a Lechatchila of having the oil, the Meshicha, for all 7 days? Iba Yaseima Midisra Kralim Uta. Well, from the fact that we have a Limud to teach me that Bidiyavid, one is enough, Mashma that Lechatchila, one is not enough. Viva Yaseima, the Amakra, Uvigde Hakodesh Asherla Aharon, Yihyul of Anava Kharavla Mashchabahem, Ulamaleva Mesyadam. Iskish Meshicha L'Ribui. So the Hekish we compare in the same pasuk Meshicha to Ribui. Ma Ribui Shiva Af Meshicha Shiva. So we compare the two. Good. Machlokas we mentioned yesterday, but I'll read it inside today, and that is Machlokas the Rambam and the Raivin about this Gemara. The Mehilchos Klei HaMikdash in Perek Dalid, the Rambam mentions in Halacha Yud Gimel. The Rama mentions this halacha, Keis and Marbin also bebegadim, lo beishmone begadim, uposhtan, v'chozer v'lopshan, l'macher, shivas yamim. Every day the Kohen Gadol, has the Kohen Gadol become a Kohen Gadol? So he puts on the 8 begadim, on, off, on, off, on, off. Each day he puts them on and takes them off. Shenemar, as the pasuk that our Gemara quotes. U'kashem sheribi begadim shiva, kach b'shicha b'shemen, shiva yom achar yom. V'im, and this is the Rambam that we quoted yesterday from Soloveitchik. V'im avad kodem sheyisraba b'begadim, kol shiva, o kodem sheyimsha kol shiva. If he does any avoda before the process is finished, avodaso k'sheira. It's okay. Hol v'nisraba o nimshach pamachas, nasa kohen gadol l'chol davar. Once he does it once, it's okay. Says the Raivid, the impression that you get from the Rambam is that he does not do the Avoda at all until after the 7 days. L'chatchila. That's what it sounds like. Nira midvarav, yamim shaharibu v'hameshicha bohen lo haya oved. Ve'ein zem en achachma. I don't agree to that, says the Raivid. Elok isha amru, yuma hamad aleph. When the Gemara says, nisraba shiva, nimshach shiva, debi'inan shiva l'chatchila, hani mili la'avodas yoma kipurim. For Yom Kippur, then you don't do the avoda during the 7 days prior. Avala avodas osan hayamim. But when a Kohen Gadol becomes a Kohen Gadol, what do you mean? After day one, lachadchila, no problem. Bechol yom oved b'shmona begadim. Every day you can do the avoda. The Raivid says there's a distinction between Yom Kippur and becoming a Kohen Gadol. That is the Raivid. Says Reb Chaim in the Grach al Hashas, here in Simen Nun, he says, what's this machlokas about? Right? And how do you understand the Raivid? Usually, you have to understand the Rambam. But the Raivid here is difficult. If you have a halacha of putting on the begadim for 7 days and getting ready for 7 days, why should there be a distinction between getting ready for Yom Kippur and the others? The Yesh Levayer says, Reb Chaim, Tihine ba'avodas Yom HaKippurim. When it comes to the avodah of Yom Kippur, you need a Kohen Gadol. Similar to what his grandson, Reb Soloveitchik, said yesterday. But for Yom Kippur, you need a shaloshim special Kohen Gadol Agabi Avoda. Avo Gabi Avoda's Kol Hashana, the Avoda of Kol Hashana, you don't need Dafka Kohen Gadol, even a Kohen Hedyot. But the problem is, if the Kohen Hedyot wears the Shmona Begadim, it's a problem of Yitr Begadim, Nisadar Isa, of wearing too many Begadim. But let's say you would have a case of a Kohen Hedyot who doesn't have the Isser of Yitr Begadim, that he'd be able to do the Avoda. He says that's the Raivid. By all the other Avodas the Kohen Gadol does throughout the year, once he puts it on once, now we know he has a heter to wear the begadim. There's no iser of yitr begadim. But it didn't change his status. His status has only changed after the week. But before he can do the avodah, it's still kshera, it's fine. But after 7 days, that's when he becomes a Kohen Gadol. For Yom Kippur, you need that. For Yom Kippur, you got to be a Kohen Gadol for Yom Kippur. Special. And that's why you can't do the avodah during. That's a svara that the Rambam could say. And the Rambam would argue. The Rambam would say, maybe you're a Kohen Gadol right away. Or, even to be a Kohen Gadol during the Avodah, we want you to give you a special Chal Hashem. The Rambam would say they go together. Interesting, just to be Mosif, Rabbi Yashiv, and his Sefer here, he wonders, he says, if he's not allowed to do the Avodah yet, then how is he even allowed to put on the Begadim? Because we know some of the Begadim were Shatnez. The Avnet had Shatnez in it. So why are we able to even put on the Begadim in the first place if you weren't allowed to do the Avodah? He says, unless you say it's a special Heter. Special Heter of Chiddush HaTorah. That did Dafka, the Torah says you have to do this, so ain't Brera. But again, that question might reflect whether you're a Kohen Gadol yet or not. If you're not a Kohen Gadol yet, then you have more of a problem regarding that question of Rav Yashiv. Okay. There's one final Ha'ara, and then we'll continue. That is, the Gvuras Ari here, the Shagas Ari, asks, I have another Nafkamina. What do you need four? You have the four here, I have another one. Putting in the Urim V'tumim. Putting in the Urim V'tumim. So says the Shagas Aryeh right here. Why did the Gemara suggest that? That was in the Choshen during the Miluim, but it wasn't Ma'akev Ladoros. We know the end of this parak. There wasn't Urim Tumim during Bayisheni. So he says, this proves, like Tosfos says there. Tosfos at the Chaf Alpha Mabei says, there was Urim Tumim during Bayisheni. The Gemara just means it didn't work. It didn't light up. It didn't give answers. But of course there was an Urim Tumim, because if you don't have an Urim Tumim, Tosfos says, you're Mechuser Begadim. So that's why you have to have the Urim Tumim, and the Shagas Aryeh says, the fact that our Gemara doesn't suggest that it's an Afkamina, proves that they are in Tosfos. Remember we mentioned on day one or two in Daf Beis or Daf Gimel, we mentioned the Machlokas, what is the Urim Tumim? We mentioned Rov Rishonim assumed that the Urim Tumim was the Shem Hashem that was put into the fold of the Choshen in order to make it light up. So they had to put it in, says Tosfos, but it didn't work. The Ksava Kabbalah suggested for the Rambam, who never describes the Urim Tumim, that maybe the Urim Tumim are the stones on the Choshen themselves. Right? Not Dafka, anything separate.
Are they
Urim Tumim if they don't work? Right, it's Meir Umitameim. Right, Dafka has to be one, it's one of the big day kahuna, but their main function would not, according to that day of Tosfos, the reason how they got their name, you know, that function did not work. Period. My time, demand to Amar. Kol HaKazam and Ma'akev. So why is there an opinion out there that says everything written in there is Ma'akev? After all, meaning which is the Chiddush and which is the Pashut? If something's not Ma'akev Ladoros, why should it be Ma'akev then? Right? That time period of the Miluim is setting the stage for generations of Avoda. So if that's true, so why should it be Ma'akev then if it's not Ma'akev later on? So where did he get that from? So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bisna Amakra V'yasisa La'aron Levanav Kacha. Kacha ikuvahu. That word kacha, like this. You have to do it like this. That is a lashon of li'ikuvah. Period. Tenach, kol milsa d'ksiva b'hayin yana. That's fine by everything written in that inyan. What does that inyan mean? As we know, the miluim is written twice in the Torah. Once in the tzivoy, that's tetzaveh, and once in the fulfillment in tzav. Interesting, it's tetzaveh and tzav. So, that pasuk of kacha is in tetzaveh. So everything written in tetzaveh, fine, I can understand this ma'akev. Milsa de loksiva b'inyanim min alon, but there are certain parts of the miluim that are not written in tetzaveh. It's only written in tzav. So are those ma'akev? And how do you know those are ma'akev? So Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, yalef pesach pesach. Xer shava, you learn from the two places where the miluim occur. Right, it says al pesach ol moed in tetzaveh, and it says here, pesach ol moed, by the fulfillment. Remeshar Shia Amar, Ushmartem, a different makar, for why it's ma'akev, Ushmartem is Mishmeres Hashem, Ikuva. You shall guard the Mishmeres Hashem, you shall do this, right? It repeats that by the Miluim. Guarding it means doing everything perfectly. That's Shmira. Shmira means not even letting it get into the stage of a Bidiyeved, the stage of a Suffolk. Right, that is Shmira, focused on it. We've quoted in the past the Ramban at the beginning of Chulin. Ramban and Daf Beis means Shmira is defined as not letting it get to the state of Suffolk. Shmiras Truma means you make sure it doesn't even become Suffolk Tame. That's Shmira. So Shmira is a high standard. So here to a high standard, don't miss anything. Rav Ashi Amar, Kichein Suvesi, because I commanded Ikuva, again another extra pasuk, to teach me that it is Ma'akev. Good. Once we have this last pasuk of Kichein Suvesi, so we talk about another context where you have similar psukim. Period. Tana Rabbanan. So remember, we had this also quoted recently. We have the discussion of Moshe and Aaron and Aaron's sons in Shmini, where Moshe Rabbeinu gets upset about something, and it's very unclear. It's a couple of the hardest psukim in the Torah to know exactly what's going on and what the argument is, because there are a number of karbanas brought on that Yom HaShmini. There's a mincha, there's a shlamim, there's a chatas, there's more than one chatas, there's the chatas of Rosh Chodesh, there's the chatas of Nachshon and Aminadav, right? There's many different karbanos brought. So Chazal have a certain understanding of what Moshe Rabbeinu was upset about, right? That there were the psukim that Aaron's sons had died, and Moshe was upset that they should eat, and he said they should eat the carbon mincha and the carbon shlamim, even though they're owning him. And usually, Ladoros, they don't eat karbanas. And then Moshe gets upset, what happened to the chatas? Why was the chatas burned? And Aaron says, what do you mean, why was the chatas burned? We burnt it because we're owning him. And Rashi here explains, the machlokas was that Moshe says, even this you should have eaten. But Aaron says back, no, but this is a carbon that's not unique for today. This is a carbon of the Sirosh Chodesh. So if I eat this, then Ladoros, they're going to think that only them can eat this carbon? No way! And Moshe says, okay, I hear you. I understand. I mean, all the other carbonos special for the Miluim, that's an exception to the rule. But when it comes to the Chatas Sirosh Chodesh, okay, I understand. That was the conversation that took place in these psukim. But three times in that discussion, we have a pasuk that says as follows: Kichein tzuvesi, kasher tzivisi, kasher tzivesi, kasher tziv Hashem. Kichein tzivesi ba'aninus yochluha. I commanded that you should eat it ba'aninus. That's what I said. Kasher tzivisi b'shas ma'isa amalahem. Kasher tzivisi, but he says at the time that it happened, he got upset. He's like, "What do you mean? Like I commanded? What are you doing?" Kasher tziv Hashem v'lo me'elai ani omer. I'm not saying this for myself. That was three lashonos that Moshe used and emphasized, and Rashi quotes that the answer was that Aaron said no, but this is the Seir Rosh Chodesh, and Moshe at the end acquiesced and was maskim. Okay, that's just a little phrase related to the Kichein Tzuvesi. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Michnasayim ein ksuvin b'parsha. If you look in the section of the Miluim, Michnasayim are not mentioned. Michnasayim are fascinating, because on the one hand, Michnasayim, those are the pants of the Kohanim, and if you look throughout the Psukim, for example, the first pasuk in the Tzavah that lifts off the special begadim of the Kohanim and the Kohen Gadol, Michnasayim are not on the list. Neither is the Tzitz. The other six are on the list. The Arachayim HaKadosh says they are the Tzavah, because the Tzitz is super, and the Michnasayim are inferior. Right? Those two begadim are left off the list, both for Latov and not Latov. So you find different evidence that Mechnasayim are different. They're much more functional. Right? The Pasuk says at the end, Lechasos Psar Erva. It's the only one of the Begadim that has a special purpose given to it in the Torah. Right? You have the general Lechavar Lesefaras, but then at the end of the section it says Mechnasayim Lechasos Psar Erva. So it seems very functional. But it's fascinating that in Chazal, as we're about to have in a minute, the only one that has an order. What order did the Kohanim have to put the Begadim on? The Rambam gives a whole order of the eight. What order they put them on. Remember we had in Shkalim Pinchas HaMalbish on Daf Yud Gimel. We had a certain person who was Malbish the Kohanim. Help, does it mean he got them dressed? Did he just give them the clothing? But either way, in Chazal, there's only one Beged that has an order. Michnasayim have to be first. The Rambam gives an order to all eight, and the Minchas Chinuch wonders, where does he get this from? The Gemara only mentions one. The Michnasayim have to be first. It sounds like the Michnasayim, b'mahutam, have to be first. Why? Because the Michnasayim have to remove the shame erva of the Kohen. Right? If I put on the ktones first, and let's say the ktones is a long shirt, or let's say the Kohen Galda puts on the me'il first, right? The ktones and the me'il, and then he puts on his Michnasayim. So maybe that's a violation, because that's undermining the whole purpose of the Michnasayim. And at least the Michnasayim have to be there to remove the Shem Erva, and that's why it has to be first, the Michnasayim. But that's Chazal. Chazal only mentioned Michnasayim in terms of the order, but again, the Rambam mentions all of them. So anyway, says Rabbi Yosef Rechanina, the Michnasayim are not written in the Parsha, specifically. Kishehu Omer, but then later on it says, V'zeh Adav Asher Tasel Lahem, L'kadesh Osam L'kohein, L'havia Michnasayim. So we include in there, this is what you have to do to them, to include the Michnasayim, V'asiris Ho'efa, and the Asiris Ho'efa that the Kohanim bring during the Miluim. Bishlom Michnasayim, Ksivi Binyan the Begadim. I understand at least to include Michnasayim, because that's one of the eight Begadim that the Kohen wears. El Asiris Ho'efa Minala, and how do I know to include Asiris Ho'efa if it didn't say it explicitly, that the Kohanim have to bring that on the day that they're Mechunach? Asya Zezeh. Mi vizeh karban aharon uvanav ashiyakuvu lashem asiris ho'efa. Right, so that is learned out from the Gzeirah Shava. Period. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rav Shmuel Yochai minayin sha'af mikra parsha ma'akev. How do I know that reading the parsha, right, tell Moshe Rabbeinu reading them from the halachas to teach them the Torah? How do I know that's ma'akev? Also, tamalup by the miluim tamalomar. As it says there, Vayomer Moshe Elohei does zeh hadavar asher tziv Hashem afilu dibur ma'akev. Dvar is like dibur. Moshe Rabbeinu has to read them from the Torah and teach them, and that was ma'akev during the miluim. Period. Ketzad hilbishan. How was Moshe malbish them? In what order? Ask the Gemara. Ketzad hilbishan. My dahava hava. What's the difference? How he was malbish them? Whatever happened. Well, does that have any halachic nafkaminas? So, Ella, Ketzan, Malbishan. So, Derek Agav, Rishonim always say, oh, there's always an Nafkamina. If I make a Neder on condition that he put it in this order. Okay, but that's a Derek Agav Nafkamina. But here the Gemara says, this is a historical event. Ella, Ketzan, Malbishan, La'asilavo. How is he going to be Malbishan, La'asilavo? Right in the future when they come back. So, La'asilavo Nami. What do you mean? What do we have to ask that question for? L'kishi yavo aron uvanav, u'moshe rabbeinu, yavo imahem, v'yomar. As in the Bach, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to tell us What do you have to ask this question for? Right, it's an unanswerable. Let Moshe Rabbeinu tell us. Let's just finish. That's an amazing line. Let's just finish first. Ella, Ketzad Hel Bishan LeMizbar Kroy. No, we want to know how to understand the psukim. Why? Because some psukim sound like he did them all together, and some say he did it in order. That's what we want to understand. Pshat. Pligi Barab Bnei Rav Chiya Rav Yochanan. Chad Amar Aaron V'Yachar Kach Banav. V'Chad Amar Aaron U'Banav B'Bas Achas. That's the machlokas between them. But either way, that is the, that's what we want to know. We want to understand, psukim. So interesting. What did it say here? That Moshe Rabbeinu is going to tell us. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to tell us what it is. So 2 points. One that we mentioned in the past and one that I don't know if we mentioned. One is the thought of the Kedushas Levi that has come up and that's mentioned by the Eim Avadim Smecha also, and that is Moshe Rabbeinu is going to tell us. Don't we have a principle of Teku? Which either means let it stand or Tishbi Ataretz. Or the Mishnah B'Metzia, Yehemuna Chashayavo, Eliyahu. Eliyahu is the one that's going to teach us all of the halachic issues that come up. Eliyahu, Tishvi. Right, and the question is, why not Meku? Moshe Rabbeinu. So explains the Kedushas Levi, because Moshe Rabbeinu died. Moshe Rabbeinu can't teach us halacha l'maisa about our generation, because to be a posek in a generation, you have to be involved in the generation. You have to understand the generation. Eliyahu Navi is still here. Right, every brissy comes, and he, you know, puts on a cloak of a body, you know, throughout the generations. We have many Gemaras and Shas. Oh, so-and-so met Eliyahu Anavi, Zechor Latov, he was walking on the street. Eliyahu is still here. In order to be a posek, you have to be involved in the world. That's number one. That's why Eliyahu. But, so why is that not a problem here? Because here we're not asking Moshe Rabbeinu to tell us a halacha about today. We're going to ask Moshe what he did then, and what he's going to do again. That's why it's not a problem. You don't need Eliyahu Anavi for that. Moshe, what did you do then? Do it again. Number one. Number two, the other issue to bring up, fascinating issue, I saw this was a discussion, they quote this from, there were letters sent back between the Ta'omim, the Adaris of Yerushalayim, and Rav Chaim Berlin, the Nitziv's son. And that is, they asked in this Gemara, why are they going to need Habasha again? They were already anointed. They already became Kohanim Gedolim. They were what? Tchis HaMesim. What are you going to need? So he quotes, oh, there's a Gemara elsewhere. There's a Gemara in Miseches Sanhedrin on Daf Tzadi that the it's a different Gemara. It's a Gemara. Oh, right. The base in Brach. I'm sorry. It's in Brachas. On Daf Menvav, it's a Gemara about the Maharon that were eating. There was a Suda and there was a big salvation and they was figuring out who's going to bench. And Reb Zera was there, and Reb Zera was a Kohen. So why didn't Reb Zera bench? So explain some of the Achronim. Ah. Because the Gemara Megillah Daf Zayin, Reb Zera was killed and he was brought back to life by Rabba Tchias HaMesim, by that famous Purim Suda. Come Rabba Shachta the Reb Zera. So who says he was a Kohen? By Tchias HaMesim. Does status remain by Tchias HaMesim? So he quotes, maybe not. So he quotes, but what do you mean? But there's another Gemara in Sanhedrin that's in Daf Zayin that says Aaron HaKohen is going to eat Truma, you know, even though he never went into Eretz Yisrael, because La Silavo, sounds like Aaron HaKohen is still going to be Aaron HaKohen. So there's many sources on both sides of the issue in terms of Tchias HaMesim. Will they have to be reinaugurated? Will they still have their status? But again, that's, you know, what about marriage? The folks can discuss. What about, let's say, a person loses their spouse, and then they marry somebody else. And by Tchias HaMesim, what's going to happen? HaKadosh Baruch Hu will work it out. We're not HaKadosh Baruch Hu will work it out, and that's not our domain. But either way, this is an interesting discussion of the Achronim relating to the future status of Klal Yisrael. Just finishing up the last section, Amar Abaya, B'ksones u'mitznefes kol yamalo. So we have Machlokas here about whether they were all at the same time, or Aaron and then his sons. But Ketones u'mitznefes kule amalo pligi to Aaron akach banav. Regarding the Ketones and the mitznefes, for sure Aaron went first. The bein betzava bein basia Aaron kadim. Ki pligi ba'avnet. The machlokas is really only about the avnet, the belt. Mandama Aaron v'akach banav. Dechsev v'akar oso ba'avnet. V'hadar chsev v'akar osam avnet. Because of the order of those psukim, two different phrases. U'mandama Aaron uvanav. Right, because it's an all-inclusive phrase, and you assume that Aaron was also there. That's in terms of the Avnei. There's unique qualities of the Avnei. Maybe Hashem will start with that tomorrow, but Beth Hashem, we will continue. Again, I'm sorry I was a little late today, but out of my control. Okay, we'll stop here. Parshas here tonight. Beth Hashem, Parshas here tonight. Everybody's invited.